Adam, good morning. Adam?
Good morning.
Hello there.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Really nice to be here.
So what inspired the title of your performance, Daughter?
So a number of years ago, when I started writing the show, I had this question in my head, which was, in this world where the world is not built to protect women, how will I raise my own daughter? So that was the beginning of the process. And as it went on, it started to develop into, actually, how do we raise our sons so they're not terrible people towards women? But that's maybe giving you a bit of an insight into where the show goes.
Well, can you tell us a little
bit... That's my short answer, yeah.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit more about the creation of Daughter? Like, what personal experiences drew you to create this raw and riveting monologue?
Yeah, I feel like we developed the show pre-Trump coming into power, pre-Brexit, pre-Weinstein, pre-Me Too, pre-Time's Up. But there was this overwhelming feeling I had with my co-creators, Anne-Marie Kerr, Javesh Parathram, and Melissa D'Agostino. We had this overwhelming feeling that things were coming, or there was a certain kind of behavior that needed to be examined, that was being excused far too often, which was what is now called toxic masculinity in its most subtle form. How are we coded from a really young age to behave a certain way, and how are we conditioned to excuse that coding? Which I think now we're starting to unpack that a lot more, and there's more of a vernacular around how to talk about it. But I don't think there was pre-Trump thing, being on that bus saying, you know, grab women by their parts. And then suddenly the world erupted in many ways, which is a good thing. And I'll also say it's still happening. So it's rampant. And I guess you could probably speak to more of how it's rampant in Australia. But it's this these very subtle and overt forms of aggression that men perform and women and men excuse at every turn. But that's what the show, you know, in a theoretical way is examining. But the experience of the show is bouffant. Mm. And what I mean by that is it's the anti-clown. So it's this idea of holding a mirror up to society, having a good laugh, and then walking away with that hypocrisy being revealed.
Well, how exactly do you hope to challenge the modern views of toxic masculinity?
How do I hope to challenge it? I think what the show does... Are you asking what I'm doing or what the show is doing?
I should clarify with your show.
Yeah. Okay. I think what the show is doing is it reveals how... Again, not to sound like a broken record, but all of these micro moments in our lives that we excuse or endorse bad behavior. So what happens in the room of the show is you're asked this question on repeat. Are you okay that I did that? That's okay, right? As these stories of this person, of this character are told. And in every audience that we've played around the world, people drop off at different times. And when I say drop off, I mean they start saying that is not excusable at different times. And some people will still say that's okay right until the curtain drops at the end of the show. So that, what we've done with the show is part one is the show where this scab is ripped open, or this a very bright light is shone on this issue. And then everyone leaves discussing it. So because of this discussion that people have had, whether they're really upset or really charged up and excited, we've created talk backs after the show. So the producers, which travel with the show, they hold an informal discussion with the audience, and often up to 50% of the audience will stick around. So hundreds of people will stick around just to engage with the material. Like, what do we do in the world now that we know that this is happening? What can we possibly do? Somebody said this great line, a Canadian Ravi Jain, who said, art's job is to bring the question to the parliament doorsteps, but not to walk inside the house. And I think that's what we're doing with this show, is we're really presenting the issue and how bad it can get, but we don't solve the problem. That is for people who do the work. Again, and so the show has partnered itself with organizations as well, like Planned Parenthood and Transition House, White Ribbon Campaign, who actually help with dealing with bad behavior.
That's a really interesting way to tackle it all. I didn't think about that way. That's quite interesting. If you've just joined us here on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with writer and performer Adam Lazarus about his show Daughter, which is set to open at the Sydney Festival tomorrow night. So, Adam, you've performed Daughter at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival as well to audiences in Canada. What kind of reception did you receive there?
Very good. That would be the short answer. We received a very good reception. People are really excited by the show because of the issues it raises and because of the artistic delivery of those issues. I'd say 80% of the people are really excited by the show. 10% don't know what to do with it, and 10% hate it. And when I think that that's important to say that certain shows are not for everyone. And this show is, it's difficult. We're dealing with very difficult subject matter. And if you are somebody who's in that, in a trauma or have not dealt with a trauma, then maybe ask Sydney Fest what exactly the show is about. We've had people who've come not understanding what the show is about and been upset that they saw it. So that's a little bit of a warning for the audience. But on the whole, it's a very funny show, and people laugh really hard and then they stop laughing. Does that answer that question?
Yeah, you're getting me very interested. You're very excited to see it. My goodness.
I lost you.
Say that again, sorry?
I lost you for a second, but now you're back. It's okay.
Back. There we go. Well, I mean, if I wanted to come see it, how would I do that?
Go to the Sydney Festival website and look up Daughter. We're playing at Carriage Works. We're on tomorrow night. I just heard you say we were sold out. That's so exciting.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow night, but maybe there's rush tickets. Thank you. So we have a show tomorrow night at 6, a show on Friday at 6. On Saturday, we have two shows at 2 o'clock and 8:30 p.m. and then Sunday at 6 p.m. So, get your tickets and come and stay for a discussion afterwards. It's a really riveting, hysterical, hilarious, thought-provoking piece.
Well, it's actually my birthday on Friday, so maybe I'll ask some of my friends to get me a ticket for my birthday as a present.
I'll give you a ticket for your birthday.
Oh, well, thank you. I need to say it's my birthday more often, I think. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really interested to see your performance. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.